B'chor is Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Einov G'doylos K'shel Egel. Over here, there's no discrepancy between the two eyes, but there's a deformity in both eyes. His eyes are very big, noticeably so. Oiktanes K'shel Abois. So the big eyes, the Mishnah compares to an Egel. I don't know the Mitzvahs, but Vayis says that the eyes of an Egel are very big. And an Abos, which is like a goose, are very small. Gufoy Godl Me'evorov. Here there's a discrepancy in his bodily, in his limbs. His arms and legs don't fit the size of his body. Either because his body is larger, out of proportion, or Kotn Me'evorov, or his guf is Kotn Me'evorov. Chotmoy Godl Me'evorov. His nose is out of whack. Again, a larger size nose, there's nothing wrong with. We're talking over here about something obviously quite notable. So the Mefarshim, the Gemara, the Rav has to give a shir to that. So the Gemara's shir is that the size of a person's nose, klape the person, is the length of his zeres, which is the pinky, and something noticeably longer than that by the width of the pinky, that itself is the size of Godl Me'evarov. Or Kot Me'evarov. Also, it has to be noticeably smaller. Hatzimeim. Vatzimeya. Ezehu Tzimeya. We don't know what these words mean, so the Mishnah has to explain. What's a Tzimeya? She'oznov Kitanois. His ears are smaller, obviously. Again, not smallish, but noticeably smaller, but even with his distortion. Vatzimeim. Mishe'oznov Doimois L'svoig. Here's something interesting. The Rav and Rashi, on the farish, the svoig means a sponge. Now, a sponge can be two things. Either it can be full of water, so it's bloated, or it can be dried up, curled up. Rashi and the Rav learn, Oznov Doimois L'svoig, that they're curled up, dried up. And in this way, it's similar to Oznov Ktanois, is in size and hairs in shape, like they're curled up, but they're smallish. The Rambam learns the other pshat, Oznav Demis L'svoig, is that it's a sponge full of water, so it's big, fat, fluffy. It's a little bit the opposite of the first. Okay, either way, both of them are a discrepancy. Mishnah Hei, Svosoyol Yoino Idefes Alatakdoino. If his upper lip protrudes in a noticeable way on the lower, V'tachtoino Idefes Alayoino Harezemum. V'nitlu Shinov, somebody whose teeth were taken out, it's not a mum, because it's not a distortion of the guf. But he opens up his mouth and does pashut kuk nishayshen. This is one of the psulim that we described in the beginning of the perek, psule odom mipne marasayin, which is the rabbonon. Gerada not mavur in the Mishnah, how many teeth? One tooth for sure is mavur in the Gemara, that not. The shell is how many? That's something noticeable, something which looks, it's already Mareu Mos Beloshna Gemara. Not clear how much that is. The next mum over here is Dadov Sheikhvim Kishel Isha. His chest is not flat like a man. Protrudes more like a woman's. Kreisoy Tzova. His stomach is bloated. Obviously not just a little bit overweight, but noticeably so. He's distorted. Tabure Yoitza. Tabur is the navel. The lower part of his stomach sticks out. Again, in a noticeable way. Nichpe, he has seizures, epileptic. Afilu achas liyomim, even if he has one seizure several days. A person could have a seizure, let's say, could have, some people have, some babies have their, with high fever, they're prone to a seizure. That's not a mum. The mum is something which is part of his persona. So it's, even if it's achas to several days, again, it's not clear exactly what that is. The Rav says, afilu echod le'itim ruchoykois. That means, you know, he's an epileptic. How many seizures does a person have till they say that legally he's not allowed to drive? It's a mum. Ruach katsus bo'olov. He gets hit by a ruach kitzora, like very short breath. Probably something like asthmatic. Except that the Mefarshim don't look at this as a physical thing. They look at this as like a morish chore, like a type of depression. That's ball of, and it hits him, and he loses his breath. Hamushkon is somebody whose the sac of the male organ sticks out in a way that's noticeable. Ubalgever is that the gid itself, the milosoi sticks out much further, it says, until his knees. So that's a distortion of a person's physical makeup. En loy beitzim, or he's missing the beitzim themselves, in which case he's yefshe lahoylet. Or en loy elo beitzim achas, zeo mireich oshech ha'ome ba'teiru. The Torah uses the word Mireich Oshech, and it's not a term that we're generally familiar with. So the Tana over here says that Mireich Oshech means this. Now the truth of the matter is that the Mishnayos are really only listening with things that are not mentioned by Behemah, and this is one of the Mum by Behemah. The only reason why the Mefarshim say the Mishnah has to mention this is just to tell you this is what the word Mireich Oshech means. The word Me'ushkon, which refers to that part of the body, is Oshech. Mireich is Miloshen Ruach, that he doesn't have Beitzim, so it's empty. It's full, the sack is full of Ruach. So that's the Mireich Oshech Ha'ome Ba'Teiru. B'Shmol Lo'im Ekol Shenim Ruchu Ha'Shokov. A little bit different. It's the Beitzim are Nimuach, are flattened, are smashed. Reb Kiva Oime Kol Sheruach Ba'Shokov. They're bloated. Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignus Oime Kol Shemarov Chashuchim. Completely nothing to do with that part of the body. Reb Chanina Ben Antignus's shita is that his face, his skin is dark. Miloshen choshech. Meroyach means obviously the tzuris upon him. Not sure exactly what the shayrish is. Or maroy. That's what we have to say. Maroy. Oshoch is miloshen choshech. That's not what's the shayrish of the word choshech. Mefarshim explained it's like you have to put the two words together. Meroyach. Maroy, the chesed and the maroyach, goes together with oshuch, choshech. So his face is dark. Does that mean, by the way, that a teimoni with very dark skin? So we're talking about something which is a distortion of the color of his face. It's distortion. One thing we do find is that later on in the next Mishnah, we have a kohen who's mareu kushi. A kushi is somebody who's black. Somebody from African descent. Now, Geirim are never going to be Kehanim. So somebody who has African features is not going to be a Kohen. So we're talking over here about a shear which is less than a shear of a Kushi.